There must be a con like me in every prison in America. I'm the guy who can get it for you. Cigarettes, a bag of reefer, if that's your thing. A bottle of brandy to celebrate your kid's high school graduation. Damn near anything within reason. Yes, sir, I'm a regular Sears and Roebuck.
Skeletor to King Randor! Skeletor to King Randor! Come in, you royal boob!
You freeze, bitch!
Oh, shit! I'm fucked.
Now back up, put the gun down, and give me a pack of Tropical Fruit Bubblicious. And some Skittles.
Shit, no, me and Sal Bob are pro-choice. Women's bodies are on fucking business.
But what are you doing hanging around?
Well, we're here to pick up chicks. We figure abortion clinics are a good place to meet loose women. Why else would they be here in this sect of fuck?
I thought you were stupid, friend. But I underestimated you. You were a total freaking retard.
Now you see me? Now you're dead.
The pen is blue. The pen is blue! The goddamn pen is blue!
Hit it, Cole.
You're listening to Comic Can Koozie, your weekly podcast for all your geeky garbage, kitschy comedy, and nerdy news. I'm Cole.
I'm Adam.
And I'm Taylor. We got a compliment this week.
Oh, yeah?
Somebody asked us if we got new equipment.
Oh.
And I said, why? why? She's like, oh, it sounds really good.
Oh.
I said, okay, cool. I'm glad. I don't know what we did differently. Unless she jumped in. I don't know if she hadn't been listening for a while and she jumped back in.
Oh,
or
okay.
If there was an... I
it
don't
was
know.
Because Adam wasn't on the last podcast.
That's probably it.
Sounds a lot better.
This is different.
It's because you turned it up one notch or something.
That was it.
Or you finally updated your computer.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe that was it.
That's probably
the computer update.
You got the right drivers.
So I bought a new mixer and monkeying around with it trying to get it to work, and I don't know what the hell
yeah.
is going on with
it. There's a new mixer that we're not using. It looks
yeah.
really cool though.
Yeah, it's fancy.
It looks real nice. It's a very
cool.
nice paperweight.
At the moment, yeah. So I was just testing the waters with it, but things were coming through real quiet, and then it wasn't coming through at all. Before we started, so I said, you know what, we're gonna just set this to aside and I'm going to read a couple of manuals to see what the hell
no
is
time
going
for
on.
That.
Adam, you ever seen a little movie called Planes, Trains, and Automobiles?
Yes.
Okay. Cole says he's never seen this.
What?
I've seen it.
No, but
I haven't seen it. I haven't seen it for so long
okay.
that I can
so
hardly
remember.
Remember.
Do you remember the scene? Del Griffith has his trunk in the middle of New York.
Yep.
Okay. And Steve Martin trips over it, or Neil Page trips over it, and he's like, that son of a bitch.
Are you talking about at the beginning?
Right at the beginning,
yes.
Yep.
Okay.
Okay, so then he goes to the airport, okay? And Neil Page, Steve Martin's character, is trying to figure out where he knows this guy from. He's like, where the fuck is he from? I don't know. And then, like, there's a scene where, like, the cab is in the door is inside the airport, and John Candy's like, whoa! That look. You remember the look he gave him?
Okay.
He's all scared, like, oh, because he was yelling at him. Anyway,
sure.
That was me this week.
Oh.
I was taking a shit. And
is this at work?
Yeah. I'm just sitting there, right? And I'm on my phone, and the door whips open. Okay, the stall door.
Uh-huh.
And I always like to take the, for lack of a better word, Cole, the handicap stall. Because it's bigger, it's nicer, it's like a little spa day, right?
Sure.
So I'm sitting there doing my thing, and this kid busts in, and I do the John Candy where I'm like,
yeah.
And the kid was like, and he slams the door. He's like, I'm sorry. I'm like, you just go busting into places with doors that are closed? Like, what the fuck, little guy?
So Taylor,
yeah, but I think
see, that's the thing is Taylor was the other night, he was having a few drinks and he's telling me this story and he goes, stupid kid, just busting in on me while I'm taking a shit. I'm like, yeah. You're the idiot who didn't lock the fucking door.
No, I did. It was a bit of a faulty lock. I jiggled it afterwards, and if you with enough force, this kid came barreling through
there. He really had to poop.
The other one was open.
But he likes the same one as you do.
Everyone likes the handicap stall, dude. It's the best stall.
It is. It is. But then I busted in on a little kid yesterday.
Yeah, that probably wasn't an accident.
The cops were called.
Yeah. No. So if you ever go to Cold Stone Creamery, they have a one-bathroom situation there. And I had to piss like a motherfucker, and
we still have a Cold Stone Creamery.
Yeah,
it's up by people that. Still go to that.
Yeah,
yeah.
Did we used to have two, I think.
Yeah, remember? One on the south side. Now it's a tax place.
Yeah, and okay. Then, well, it used to be a movie place.
Way yeah. back, yeah. way back.
Okay.
Premiere Video.
Yeah.
Is that it?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. But anyway, so I bust into the bathroom. Come flying in because I had to piss like a mother effer. Mm-hmm. But this is a single bathroom situation.
So it's just one door. You lock the main door when you go in.
Yeah. So I
busted or in there. Does it have it has does it have a urinal or is it just
no,
a,
okay. just straight up one porcelain
throne.
Yep.
Yeah.
So I came barreling through there and the kid goes, ah! And I go, get out of my way! And you threw him
I
off
really
onto
should
the floor.
Have.
I really should have.
Yeah.
Because I was a little inebriated at that time, and
I drunk at the ice cream place.
So I really had to whiz, man, yeah. And that kid. And then I don't know what he was doing in there. Because when I opened the door, the kids, I assume pants were around the ankles. I didn't get a good look, Cole. I just want to, for
how
the record.
How old of a kid?
Maybe.
Is that something you regret?
No. I don't know. 6, 7, 8. I don't know.
I didn't get a good look.
No, of course not. So I noticed that the kid, but he was just fucking around in there. I know he was. He wasn't shitting. He wasn't doing anything.
But he was walking around without pants on.
Right.
Or
so
on his
dad,
ankles.
His dad or grandpa or whoever he was comes walking in and he hears me talking shit on this kid.
Yeah.
Like, I'm like, this fucking weirdo's in here with his
you're standing
pants
talking to no one?
No.
Just out loud.
Fucking
weirdo in there.
No,
walking
no,
around
Deanne,
without pants
no,
on.
No, Deanne was in there. Deanne was there with me and I'm talking and you could tell I made the grandpa kind of feel bad that his
they
grandson was a
there.
Weirdo.
Well.
Get in there with him. But you could tell he was... You could tell that he was feeling weird because he kept opening at the door like, hey, are you doing okay? Come on. People are waiting. Yeah. Shuts the door. 5 minutes go by again. It's like, come on. What are you doing in there? Playing with your dinghy. Come on. Yeah.
With your Don Johnson.
He probably shit his pants and he's trying to figure out how to clean his ass.
That's exactly what happened. That poor kid. But not really. Fuck that kid.
Ice cream's too spicy.
Fuck them kids. Hey, I sent you both a video today.
And yeah, it was stupid. I hate you.
Why didn't you like it, Cole?
Video Taylor sent us was a guy who had a wobbly leg to begin with, and then like he's standing there, and he punches himself in the leg, and his entire leg collapses, and like it was dislocated sideways, and then he popped it back in.
You didn't like that?
No, I'm guessing the guy really... I don't think it's a real knee. I think he has a fake leg.
Well, that's why I sent a video, the little gif of the wrestler with the fake.
That was a good one.
I'm like, yeah, it's got to be a fake leg.
Speaking of dislocated joints, though.
Okay.
So I was sleeping with Molity the other day. We're like, it's nighttime.
You broke a hip, huh?
I cannot sleep at her place. Her bed is the most uncomfortable bed ever.
Just in general.
It's awful. Like, it all, like, kind of, like, she slept in the same spot enough times where the whole bed slopes that way. So the entire time, like, I'm like.
You're sleeping at an
at
angle.
At an angle. It sucks. So it's the middle of the night. It's like 3:30 in the morning. And I'm wide awake trying to sleep, but I can't. She puts her elbow under my elbow and then kind of, like, hooks it. And I'm like, huh, that's. Different.
That's because she was falling down into the
and
concave.
No, she was in the good spot. She was in the good spot where everything settles. And then she puts her hand on my wrist, right?
Aww.
And I'm like, okay, I don't like this. She's got my arm extended. And she put her legs around my hand.
How
she did it slowly, but I didn't want to wake her up.
No, I was wondering.
And then she rolls.
Cole's just letting it happen.
Yeah,
like, I was just kind of letting it happen. I didn't want to wake her up.
Yeah.
Well, then after she got her legs around my hand, then she rolled over and something in my elbow popped out of place. Like, oh,
fuck, you know, like, that fucking hurt. Like, it hurt for, like, 2 days.
Yeah.
And, like, I put it back, like, put it back, and no, then
she
I...
She never woke up.
She didn't even wake up.
I was
worried about that?
I was just waiting for Malati to start raining blows upon
her. It wasn't even...
She's sleeping.
Like...
Punching him in the face.
Like, I could have easily just like
take it.
I could have easily pulled my arm.
Yeah.
Until she trapped it between her legs, and then I'm like, and then I would have had to done some work, but I didn't. I should have done the work, but like, yeah, it was a shitty armbar, but she still popped my arm, like my elbow. I'm like, fuck, you know, I should have defended.
You should.
You blew it big time.
Yeah, I didn't like that.
I watched another video. I tried to send it, and it was...
Stop sending us TikTok videos.
Never. You're I will never awful. Stop. But no, it was a guy, and he was doing some mechanical work.
Okay.
And there was like a tractor that he was working on.
Okay.
And so he did a leg press where he was trying to lift the tractor with his legs while his buddies worked on it because he thought he'd be a tough guy. Yeah. And then, you know, bent backwards. Do you think that would hurt, Cole?
I hope that guy died.
No, he didn't die. He just broke both of his knees.
Well, he could have died. They're not going to show it in the video.
Well, he lifted it with his own power. I mean, I was impressed, and then that's when things went south.
That's why they make jacks. Yeah. You don't lift farm equipment with your body. You get jacks.
Do you, like, look up, like, people... Breaking things?
No.
Like body parts?
Yeah, it seems like you purposely...
Because, I mean, showing a guy smashing his leg with his own hand and it dislocating, and then you suddenly find a farmer who's doing basically the same thing with both of his legs, does it just show you videos after each other?
Well, no. What happens is it's all about the algorithm. So whatever video you stick on the most, so if you watch a video to completion... It's like, oh, this guy.
I try not to watch videos.
They're like, this is the newest dance trend.
This guy
is people breaking their legs.
This guy must like dislocated knees. Yeah. Sick shit. We're gonna give him more of that sick shit. So it's all about the algorithm, man.
Okay.
So I watch those videos to completion, and I go, oh God, I gotta send this to my friends.
I gotta show it to somebody.
Everybody's gotta see this. So
I wish you'd stop that.
Never.
Yeah. Well. I usually remember when he would send them, and then I would say he'd complain if we didn't say anything.
Nobody responded.
So I would just say, okay.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
And then he just keeps sending them.
Yeah. Hey, you know who's still alive?
Colin Powell.
Louis Anderson.
Who's that?
The guy.
You know the comic.
The comedian.
Yeah, you're a cartoon
and
for a
he
while.
Talk yeah. like this. Hey, I'm Louie.
He still talks
he's
like never, that.
He's yeah. a comedian, but he's not funny.
He played his mother, right?
Probably.
In some capacity, or he played a mom, or...
Maybe that was in Life with Louie.
Could be.
Cartoon.
Yeah. Okay.
I think he was playing like all the characters, probably.
Yeah, I can't believe that dude's still alive.
How dare you?
Yeah.
He looks like shit, though.
He's been on, like, the daytime game shows.
Oh, yeah?
You know,
like Hollywood
where
Squares
they have
and
a,
shit.
Like a
is
celebrity,
that still on?
I don't know if that one's on or not. They have one,
good one
where, like, there's, like, six celebrity. I think, like, Jamie Kennedy's on there and stuff.
They're really stretching what they're calling celebrities these days, huh?
Yeah.
Well, could you imagine, like, you call up a... What list? There's A-list, B-list, C-list, D-list.
I think D is technically... the lowest tier, but I think they go lower, truly. But I think that's the lowest they'll assign someone as a D-list.
Where would you put Carrot Top? D?
Hey, I don't know. I used to like Carrot Top.
Chairman of the Board was one of his best movies. I liked that movie.
Oh, shut up.
I did!
I was more of a Yahoo Serious guy.
What's that?
Serious.
Young Einstein. He wasn't even like a stand-up comedian. He was just an Australian guy who made these weird movies. Young Einstein.
I'll have to check this out.
Check it out. It's like, oh, is that a banana in your pocket? Or are you happy to see me? And then he'd be like, nah, it's a lizard.
That sounds awesome.
He'd take a lizard out.
Lizard.
It's great stuff, man.
It does sound good.
What's like the most inappropriate movie your parents had you watch when you were a kid?
I don't know. I mean, I guess I think my dad really kind of let me just watch whatever.
Like, my parents kind of just let me watch whatever, but then there'd be movies, like, they'd bring them home from, like, the video rental store and be like, you got to watch this. And, like, I was thinking of that. And I was like, they had me watch Coming to America.
Oh, really?
Like, in the first 10 minutes, in the first 10 minutes, they had a shitload of, like, naked chicks. And there's the girl pops up from, there's the royal penis is clean, sir. Like, it was an awesome movie. I'm glad they told me to watch it. Yeah. But like,
thinking that would happen to him.
I was hoping.
Still waiting.
I was certainly open.
For me, it was, I was...
Surf Ninjas.
I was traumatized, I would say, at a very young age. I had we had a close family friend that died, and he was around my age. And it was like on my birthday, we had to go to the funeral home, right? And it was like... It really fucked me up for the longest time because, like, that was my first time seeing a dead body, and this kid was really close to my age, and so I was having nightmares, and the kids at the funeral home were fucking around too. You know, they would be peeking inside of this other place, and they're like, "Look at this guy; he's a skeleton. It's so scary and creepy and gross." And really freaked me out. Like, every time I would get close, we had to stay up. You know where the Candy Cane Lane is?
No.
Up by Eastgate Funeral Home.
Like, hill.
Yeah, we would stay
there. Oh, you're talking about where they decorate for Christmas all the time.
So we had a family friend that lived there.
I thought there was an actual street called Candy Cane.
Yeah, I was like, what the fuck is he talking about?
No. So we would stay there. We'd stay with a family friend, and every time I would go down the hill on the bike, I'd get freaked out. And I would see the funeral home, and it fucked me up. So my parents didn't know what to do. So they contacted the family friend whose son had died, and they were just telling them about my experience. He's having a really tough time. And so they said, "We got a movie for him." And I said, "Okay." Or they said, "Okay, we'll watch it. We'll sit down and watch it." So they popped in Ghost with Patrick Swayze.
Oh, my God.
And I was watching this, and I'm thinking as a kid, like, why? What? Why is this a thing? And then it obviously gets really scary at points, you know, with the real spooky ghosts or whatever they are. But yeah, so it really
wraiths or whatever.
It shaped me. And now I'm not scared of dead bodies anymore.
Well, because of that movie.
It worked. But I don't understand, like, what would have possessed a Mormon family to think this is a good idea,
because Patrick Swayze, he's dreamy,
and Demi Moore. I mean, come on,
Patrick Swayze.
She is. It was steamy, and I was getting a little aroused, and things were weird because I'm trying to figure this.
That's what
thing
it
out.
Was. It was supposed to get your sexual.
Listen, awaken let's just your
if you stop sense. Thinking with the big head and you start thinking with the little head, you'll stop being freaked out by death.
This will get cured with the boner. It's so easy.
It's so easy. That was it.
Now,
I don't have a story like this. I remember just being desensitized quite early and just being able to rent whatever I wanted. And that was, I can't remember anything other than as a kid, you know, like a sex scene coming on and being like, oh, I shouldn't watch this because my parents are there and that's weird.
I definitely did so we had cable growing up for a period of time and then we got rid of it, back and forth kind of thing. But I remember back in the day, cable would have the scrambled images,
okay,
you know,
or
you know
the negatives. I know what
you're
talking
negatives.
About.
Yeah, the negatives. Yeah. So I watched a few wrestling pay-per-views like that. I watched a few Skinamax, and you know, you see the boob, you're like, it's all blue and purple. This is awesome.
Still a boob.
And then, you know, dad would come down the stairs. What are you doing? Nothing. What are you doing?
Nothing.
I was gonna unlock.
I was coming down here to watch some Skinamax.
I was coming downstairs to unlock Skinamax. Get the fuck out of here, you weirdo. Watching it. Called it the blur screen. Yeah.
Yeah.
Those were the days.
Do they even give you like previews of these channels anymore? You used to be able to get
like the free week of
HBO or free week of whatever. Do they do that anymore?
Yeah. If you have a cable, if you had like Midco or whatever, you still have that once in a while. But they never announce it.
Well, that's what I was wondering, because they don't tell you. You just have to, like,
scan
your
channels. You just have to be looking for blue boobs. Yeah. And then you accidentally, and then you find out that you get free HBO.
They're in full color this time.
Free titties. But yeah.
You know what else my mom went and rented for us when I was like 9?
What's that?
Blazing Saddles.
Oh, yeah.
Holy fuck.
When you were 9?
I was like 9 or 10.
Did your mom? No way did your mom know what that was.
She knew what it was. She went and rented it.
I still think, as a kid, lots of that shit will blow past.
I remember before the movie started, she said, "Okay, I want to tell you something. Before we watch this movie, there's a word in here that I don't ever want you guys to say. You're going to know what it is."
Horse.
Yeah, it was horse.
That's the one.
It was Mongo.
Well, so for me, I remember my first rated R movie.
Okay.
Because in Mormon land, it is kind of an unforgivable sin to watch rated R movies. And murder's okay, but you cannot watch rated R movies, right?
Okay.
No, well, I don't mean it like that. But no, it is like frowned upon. It is really frowned upon to watch rated R movies. So it's kind of scandalous. So the first one that my dad took me, we went to Dirt Mall.
Uh-huh.
I remember this. Samuel Jackson's Deep Blue Sea.
Okay.
Was the first rated R movie I'd ever
it
seen.
It sucks. My first was Terminator 2.
I
remember going to Terminator 2. I went to that one at the theater.
Your
that
parents
was on,
took you to this?
My dad did, yeah.
That's
on
cool.
Rosser.
Or Mr. Salad or Salad or Place.
It was like it turned into the Cinnabar, and then it was a salad place, and now I think it's a bank. I think it's third in Rosser or fourth in Rosser.
Yeah. It was like a Bone Shaker Coffee for a while or something.
I don't know.
How many theaters were in there? Just one?
I can't remember. I just remember going to movies there. I think it was just one screen. I think is one.
Yeah.
Because I used to go to movies at the Mandan Theater as well.
Oh. Then you would later play shows there.
Play show. Wow. Went to theaters in Kirkwood.
Oh, yeah, that was great. Then it had that arcade right off to the side.
Yeah.
That was the shit.
Yeah.
I remember going in there once. I won 10 tickets, and I got a Chinese finger trap.
I don't remember.
And my dad said, "Why the fuck would you buy that?" I said, "I didn't. I want it."
Well, I heard mom was always called the Chinese finger trap, so I wanted to get something.
Wow.
That would always remind me of her.
You still have it, right?
Yeah. No, I think it was my first time ever experiencing a Chinese finger trap, and then I got scared, and then I ripped it. I'm like, fuck!
You were strong enough to tear it?
Oh, yeah.
Whoa.
Super sand it right off.
Pretty amazing.
So what are you doing, Cole?
Who the fuck is the guy on the top of the Moroni, the Mormon temple? Moroni something. What's his last name?
Moroni?
Yeah.
John.
There's some
Smith.
Dick on top of all the
John Maroney.
No, there's a guy on
Joe
top.
Smith.
His first
John
name
C.
is
Maroney.
His first name is Maroney. What's his last name?
Maroney Baloney.
It's Moroni.
Moroni. Whatever.
First of all, second of all, it's like Cher. It's one name.
Oh,
that's some bullshit.
Yeah, this is
Moroni.
This is a made up guy from Joseph Smith. He just made this guy up. He didn't call, Joseph Smith didn't make up any last names. Man,
he should have.
He should
have. Call, time for that.
Call him Moroni, whatever you want.
Jones.
Moroni.
Smith sounds made up, so this Moroni guy's name has got to be made up,
I like Moroni, but let's keep it Moroni. Moroni Jones.
Moroni Jones.
He sounds like he's going to go whack a dude.
Yeah.
Oh, you know what's really cool about that Moroni guy?
Okay.
You see him way up there.
Yeah.
And, you know, he's up there. But when they bring him down... So
they bring him down to polish him?
Every so often they like if there's hail damage or whatever.
Is that made of pure gold?
Pure gold. No, of course not. So they bring it down, right? And that thing is as big as this room. It's massive. Absolutely.
Well, yeah,
massive.
And it's way up there and you can still see it.
Yeah. it's one of those optical illusions. You see him way up there, he's like, you know, the size of a peanut.
Uh-huh.
And then they bring him down, and he's like the size of a fucking count
room.
Escalate.
Wow.
Right? It's cool.
That's
cool.
That's a fun fact.
It is.
I thought you were going to tell us something about Moroni.
What do you want to know about him?
Nothing. Really. I just thought you were going to say something about him. He's a great guy.
He buried some golden plates, man.
Cool.
And yeah.
Are the golden plates like the Ten Commandments?
The golden plates are
just cool frisbees. You love to frolf with his buddies.
No.
Like, I'm gonna bury these over here.
The golden plates are what allegedly Joseph Smith translated the Book of Mormon from.
Oh, okay.
And it's so funny when people talk about this, like there's all these stories of, you know, folklore really around Mormons where Joseph Smith was all being persecuted for no reason, but you know, he was fucking 14-year-old. So people in the town really didn't like this guy very much. But anyway,
wasn't everyone doing that back in the
day? No.
Yeah. All kinds of perverts back in the old West.
Okay. Of course there
were.
This wasn't the West. This was like up in upstate New York.
The East.
Okay, well, they were still all kinds of perverts back in the day.
But it wasn't
fucking Charlie Chaplin.
Okay,
didn't he marry like a 13-year-old?
You're
but
cool.
He married her. See,
Cole's fucking 14-year-old.
No, I'm just saying there's a lot of perverts in history.
Okay, but also Joseph Smith was fucking other people's wives too.
Okay, yeah.
And trying to and threatening them with eternal damnation if they didn't fuck him.
So that's allowed in the religion,
but anyway,
though, right?
So yeah. Joseph Smith's all being persecuted for no reason, as we've talked about, and he's running away from these angry mobs, and he's got the golden plates, you know, whoo, and people don't realize how much fucking gold weighs.
Uh-huh.
Gold is super fucking heavy. There's no way this guy was lugging around this 250-pound book.
Well, I mean, it could be 250 pounds of cotton. It'd still be fucking hard to run with 250 pounds.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So, like, the pictures or, like, the folklore is, you know, he gathers up the plates. He has them in his hand, and he's running
maybe
away.
Maybe they're more the size of dinner plates.
Like,
yeah. Very thin.
No, like the size of his book. We'll look up a picture.
My notebook isn't that big.
Very thin.
But anyway,
like
so.
Like gold leaf.
That's who Moroni was. He buried the plates, and then Joseph Smith allegedly found him. Fucked a bunch of women and then had to run away with him.
Because the plates said that was okay.
Lucky dude.
No, he just did it.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then later on, he's like, yeah, it's fine.
Yeah. God said I could.
Okay.
That's usually how cults go, though, right? It's like, you're not going to believe this, but God said I could. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's usually how it goes, you know.
That's cool.
Yeah, of course. That's like anything. Like Moses and the Jews, God says don't eat meat or eat pork. Okay, that was it.
Yeah.
And they just never did again.
Well, Moses didn't tell him not to eat pork. That was in whoever wrote the Old Testament said that.
Even further back, huh? Oh, probably.
The Old Testament was written after, would have been written after Moses if Moses was even a real person.
Yeah, if. Big if.
Because he was in the Old Testament.
Wow, Cole's casting some shade over
here. Hey, speaking of religious shit.
Yeah.
So, like, the Pope, the President, Elon Musk, and a Boy Scout are on a plane, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And the pilot.
This is a real story.
Yeah.
Okay. Better be.
The pilot comes out of the cockpit, and he goes, okay, guys, I got some bad news, and I got worse news. Bad news is the plane's going down. And worse news is there's five of us, and there's only four parachutes. He goes, hey, I'm the pilot. I got us this far. I'm going to fucking dip. So he grabs a parachute and he jumps, right?
Why would... Okay. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah. Don't question it.
Okay.
Hold on.
It's written on the plates.
So then the president's like, hey, you know, I'm the leader of the free world, most powerful dude on the planet.
Okay.
The world needs me.
I'm a bounce.
He's a bounce. So he jumps. And he's gone. Elon Musk is like, hey, yo, I'm the smartest guy on the planet. He's like, I got space shit to do and like fucking electric cars and stuff. Like, the planet needs my intelligence for humanity to move forward.
Makes sense.
He jumps. And then it's just the Pope and the Boy Scout. And the Pope's like, all right, here's the thing. I am old as fuck and you still got your whole life ahead of you. It seems like it would be a sin for me to take the last parachute. Why don't you take Boy Scout? You still got a whole life to live. You go and take that last parachute. And the Boy Scout's like, hey, calm down, Pope. He's like, Elon Musk, smartest man on the planet. That fucker just grabbed my backpack and jumped out of the plane.
Come on, that's fucking funny. You
that
guys are shitheads.
How was it?
I've heard that joke before, and
it used to be Bill Gates.
Maybe was it the delivery of it?
I was really hoping that there was going to be a molestation.
Yeah, some
that
some
we
sort
were
of,
both going.
Yeah.
Okay.
You heard the joke before, and you were hoping it was going to go somewhere
else. Well, we thought
I was
maybe you changed
had
it.
A new joke, and it involved like the Pope getting his ass kicked for molesting the kid. Like that's what I was hoping for.
You just don't appreciate the finer things in life.
I'm gonna dip.
I'm gonna dip.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm a bounce.
All right. I got. We're gonna take a break here, and I want to come back. And speaking of smartest people in the world and spacemen, William Shatner went to space.
Yes, he did.
And did you hear the audio from this?
Yeah. I
oh, Cole hasn't heard the audio yet.
I watched it.
And I'm really excited to share with Cole.
I have a snack too, and, if we have time.
I saw bags of snacks coming in.
Yes.
And I haven't eaten. Supper, so I'm
I brought Asian Lay's.
Yeah!
Multiple flavors of Asian Lay's. And one Asian Cheeto.
All right, I'm ready. All right, Cole, I'm going to set up this clip, and now you know what it's going to be all about. Adam described it perfectly. This is William Shatner in a space orgy.
God.
Oh, Jesus. No description.
This is nuts!
Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, I'm telling you.
Holy hell.
Oh.
I think that's how he sounds after he books. I think that's how he sounds after he books a trip on Priceline.
Nah, Jesus, I think that was. I felt bad because I fucked it all up right away. But then Adam brings it around. Well, the space orgy really puts it into context for us.
Yeah.
Oh Jesus.
Once you have a good title for it.
The space orgy. Cole. Will Shatner goes to space.
You know,
he did it.
Again. What I really liked was
exactly.
Who's the George Takei? George Takei.
Yeah.
No, George Takei.
Yeah.
He said William Shatner is boldly going where many people have gone before.
I don't know. I'm fine with it, I guess. I don't really care. I just don't understand why it's all these rich dudes that are trying so hard. It sort of like makes me wonder what the fuck's going on. You know, you got Elon, you got Bezos, you got this fucking guy. It's like,
well, I mean, he went with Bezos. He had to pay Bezos, probably.
Oh, was it Bezos that was there with him?
Yeah.
Jesus.
The thing, okay, I don't mind George Takei talking shit on William Shatner because they've always kind of hated each other.
But if we're doing
but,
it, oh, fuck.
But Prince William talking shit about William Shatner going
Prince
to space.
William.
Like, yeah, from England. Like,
okay.
Fuck Prince William. Like, inbred little fucker. Never had to do anything in your life, and you get all the best fucking opportunities, and you're talking shit.
Do
you
think he's
fucking
jealous?
Little bald bitch. Like, fuck you.
Jeez.
Wait, who's the cool one that said, I'm done with this shit?
Was Prince Harry, but I still wouldn't call him cool.
Rupert
but, you know,
Grint.
But yeah, Prince Harry. No, Prince William's the one that's still over in England.
Okay.
That's going to be the king someday. And he's all like,
yeah, right.
Talking shit.
Yeah, you know who else is supposed to be the king someday?
Charles.
Dude,
I hope the Queen Elizabeth is awesome.
I hope she outlives
Charles.
She is
the best.
Prince Charles is a piece of shit. I really hope she outlives
You know why she dresses like that? Like in all those bright ass Easter egg colors?
Why?
Because she doesn't think people will recognize her if she doesn't dress like that.
Probably.
Dude, she's got her face on money.
Dude, I would have thought she was from
everyone knows who she
if
is.
If I saw her in real life right
I'm an
now,
American and I know who I would know who
I would
she
say,
was.
Like a golden girl? Is she from Golden
Girls?
Is
that B. Arthur?
Yeah. Has to be, right?
Dude, she's awesome.
I
but
really,
fuck Prince Charles and fuck Prince William.
I hope she outlives both of them.
Me too.
Yeah.
I don't care. I don't track any of this British royalty stuff.
I don't give a crap. I hope there is never a King of England again. I hope it's always going to be, what's her name, Princess Betty?
Elizabeth.
She died in a car crash.
No, that was Princess Diana.
Who am I talking about?
I don't know.
Who the fuck are
Queen
you talking
Betty?
About?
Queen Betty?
Queen Elizabeth. Queen Elizabeth II.
Second.
How do you not know that shit?
I don't live there. I couldn't even tell you who the president is, Cole. Jesus.
You can't tell me who the president is.
Barack Obama?
Oh, God, you're stupid.
Just kidding. Just kidding.
Jeez.
But anyway, I hope one day I get to have a space orgy.
Yeah. With William Shatner or like...
You know, if William Shatner wasn't there, could you really call it a space orgy?
Probably not.
I mean, how many space orgies do you think he had
when he was filming Star Trek?
But like on set, like
I think
that still counts as a space orgy if the woman is, you know, painted and then it's on a set that's in space. That's still kind of a space orgy.
Well, except I picture you're floating.
You have to float in a
space
orgy.
Well, I mean,
I would think so.
Wouldn't that make it the space? I mean, I guess just being on a set.
Just
that looks like space
semen
the same.
Floating everywhere.
Yeah.
Dude, just the weirdest cum shot in the world.
Just floats just forever.
Like from across the room.
That's the thing. That's what's driving this whole thing. Porn drives everything, right? So what happened to porn? It went on the internet, right?
Okay.
And it was like
now
streaming
it's
all
going
the time.
To space.
And everybody was like, oh, we got to start a streaming service because that's where everybody gets their porn is on the internet. Right now, they're looking there. Bang Bros and Cole, what's that other one you watch?
SexWithDicks.com.
No, Naughty America. They're all aiming for the skies because there has to be like zero gravity sex. But you can achieve zero gravity on Earth.
I mean, like when they put people in a plane and then they nosedive it?
Yeah. They do that nosediving. But you only get 30 seconds.
Yeah.
So you got to get a one-pump chumpers that you got to get, Cole?
Sure.
For those shots. We got to get them going fast and furious. And but I don't know. How long was William Shatner in space even?
4 minutes.
Yeah.
Are you fucking kidding me?
They achieved weightlessness for 4 minutes.
4 minutes.
Yeah.
You had an orgasm for 4 minutes, and you come back to Earth. This guy, William Shatner, can go fuck himself.
I don't know. Is that even real space?
That does not even count. Mm-hmm. I achieve weightlessness.
I'm not arguing with you. Why are you yelling at me?
Oh, okay. I thought you were arguing with me.
Well, like you could jump on a trampoline.
Yeah. You could jump out of a fucking plane and experience longer weightlessness than that. What the fuck? That's
I mean, if you jump out of a plane, you're more falling.
Well, yeah. No, you are.
So you're not experiencing weightlessness.
Yes, you are.
If you jump on a plane, you're still being controlled by gravity.
Yeah, so you're not weightless. Boys. You're just falling.
That's what zero gravity is. It's constant free fall.
Well, that's because 30 seconds, and you don't achieve that by jumping.
I'm not going to get into physics with you. Go on, Cole.
That's because you got nowhere to stand.
That's what weightlessness is a constant free fall. You're constantly free falling as you orbit the Earth because you're moving so fast, you're not ever entering into Earth's gravity.
Well,
so
that's what they did for 4 minutes.
That's
it
bullshit.
Just still doesn't really seem like real space to me.
I was on a roller coaster once. I was on the Gravitron. You ever been on the Gravitron?
Yeah, many times.
No, I don't like throwing up.
Yeah,
you would throw up.
I don't like getting spun around. As a kid, I liked it.
The Gravitron's fucking
I can't
awesome.
Even spin in a circle once now without
you
being
think
like,
William
Ooh.
Shatner has ever been on the Gravitron? Has he ever experienced more than Earth's gravity? I don't think he has.
Okay.
So fuck him.
Okay.
I once had sex on that thing.
With the carny. That guy was awesome.
The bearded lady had the biggest dick you ever seen.
This isn't a lady at all.
One of my employees got drunk and stole my phone the other day by accident.
Oh, okay.
So
yeah, you should have kicked her ass.
We're at work and like there's nothing to do. She's like, can I have a couple drinks? I was like, sure.
On the clock?
Yeah.
Oh.
Like, I want to work there.
I was like, yeah, whatever. I was like, basically, you ain't really got to do shit. You just got to be here for the next, I don't know.
Is she union?
No. So anyway, so then like finally she can leave and I can't even leave. I got to go do fucking office shit. I don't want to do that.
But
like anyway, so Like, she needed help with this one paperwork sort of thing. So, like,
because she was drunk?
Yeah, probably. Because she could do it any other day of the week, but she was fucking drunk. And then I was standing next to her helping her out with it. And then, like, as she leaves, she, like, picks up a phone and puts it in her back pocket. And I got to walk her out to the back, and then... And then her lift comes and picks her up or whatever. And so I come back inside and I was like, oh shit, I saw her pick up a phone. That's where my phone was. Ooh. Where's my phone?
She's just taking her phone.
And I'm like, the fuck? So like I'm like looking all over for it. I'm looking for 10 minutes and then I'm like, I think she grabbed my phone. So I call her up from the business phone on my phone, which she has. She doesn't answer it. Like, God damn it. I know I put the ringer on. So then I call her on her phone, and I was like, hey. She's like, what's up? I was like, pretty sure you took my phone. She goes, no. I was like, check your back pocket. And she's like, yes. I was like, tell your Lyft driver to turn around and come give, so you can come give me my phone back. I was like, and when you get here.
Lyft driver said, no way.
I go, when you get here.
It's like, that's not in the computer.
It's going to cost you big time.
I was like, when you get here. Call the business phone. Don't call my phone. So she gets there. Like I said, I waited about 10 minutes before I called her. It took her about 20 minutes to get back.
Holy shit.
No, because it didn't really take her 20 minutes to get back, because when she got back, she started calling my phone, which she had in her back pocket.
Duh. Like,
was the ringer not set?
It was on. The ringer was on.
Well, like, she couldn't
blew
hear
her
it.
Mind. Speaking of Lyft drivers,
mm-hmm.
Cole owes me $5.
You owe me $5 and tip.
Cole owes me $5.
Okay.
Because
he was at my work the other night.
We got super drunk.
And he was drunk.
Cole goes, how long is it going to take for your Lyft to get here? I said, I don't know. Like, he says he's 5 minutes away.
No, you said he was 11 minutes away.
Or 11 minutes, whatever it was. And I said, okay.
Is this at like end of close?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. And Cole goes, fuck it. Cancel the Lyft. I will give you a ride home. I said, oh, okay. Are you sure? He said, yeah, absolutely. I cancel the Lyft, and they charged me $5.
Are you kidding me? They still charged you?
They still fucking charged me.
But how, I mean.
I was so fucking, it would have been $8.
Yeah.
For the Lyft.
Is that a normal thing? Or is it like
no
if
idea.
They were like, you maybe scheduled it and they were on their way. And
but
they,
he was
and they
finishing
were
up a ride. He was still, like you said, he was a few minutes
he
away.
He said when it started off, it started at 17 minutes.
Yeah.
And about, maybe about 10 or 15 minutes later, I asked Taylor, I go, how far away is your Lyft?
Yeah.
And they're like, 11 minutes. I was like, what? It was like fucking 17 minutes. It's 11 minutes now. It's 17 minutes. Like 10.
Fucking ride in Bismarck. And, you know, Lyft is really starting to nickel and dime you, because if you select a Lyft to be picked up right away, it's like $15. If you wait 5 minutes, it's $8. And if you wait even longer, it's like $7.50. So they really are nickel and diming you if you want to get someplace faster. So I picked the middle option.
Yeah.
And yeah, Cole owes me $5 because he told me to cancel it. And I did what he instructed me to
I still got you home faster than that guy. Well, probably not.
He did get you home.
We took an extra ride.
Step. Might have been a weird, you never know.
I think you owe him $2.50.
Yeah, you owe me some money.
Oh, okay.
And tip.
We'll split the difference. So Deanne, the sweetest gal ever. She,
She's right there and you're talking shit.
Is she out
kind
there?
Yeah.
Oh, no, she's the sweetest gal ever. So she got home last week from from Atlanta.
Mm-hmm. She got home 2 days ago, dude.
What did I say?
Last week.
That was last week.
Yeah. Oh,
Saturday. Hello, Cole.
Jeez.
Wow.
McFly.
here we, I had to work, so Deanne could not use my services to pick her up.
Mm-hmm.
So she scheduled the Lyft. And she's getting a ride home, and this guy is listening to the K-Love radio station.
Is that the religious
radio? Oh, yeah.
Okay.
And Deanne said shit was getting kind of weird.
Oh.
And she was like, I don't know what to tip the guy. I said, nothing. And then you write on the comments, terrible conversation, because that's an option. You know, was the car clean? Great. You know, you leave this rating. You leave that rating.
You would really not leave a tip because of what the guy's listening on the radio?
No. Deanne, come in here. She can tell the story better than I can. No, I know, but what did... No, it wasn't just it was religious stuff. He was talking... What was he talking about?
Mayan
calendars. Like, Mayan calendars, and he was getting weird. Like, she was getting some.
Didn't
real
those expire
birch vibes.
Like many years ago?
She's getting some birch vibes. Let me just say that.
The only time time I've never tipped a Lyft driver was that guy in Las Vegas. You know which guy I'm talking about.
Oh,
the guy
he was
who was
a fucking conspiracy.
That guy was a conspiracy theorist, and he was.
He started
yelling at me because I asked him which book he was reading. And it was
like
one of the Da Vinci Code series.
Yeah, how dare you?
Yeah, and he was talking shit on it. Like, this was when Trump had just gotten elected, and he was talking shit on Bill Clinton. I'm like, dude, that was like fucking years. That was like fucking 16
That's
years ago.
He's
That's
gonna
all.
Crack
like,
it.
Yeah, like, and then like he was talking shit on all the presidents. He was talking shit, especially about Bill Clinton for some reason or other.
They hate Bill. Conspiracy theorists like, hate Bill Clinton.
I don't fucking like Bill Clinton either. But like,
okay, you don't like Bill Clinton for certain reasons.
No,
These
no, no, no.
Don't like him
you know why I don't like? You know why
blood.
I don't like Bill Clinton?
Yeah.
Okay, so like the Democrats like. This is a big reason why I don't like Democrats in general. Like,
they're
they
pussies.
Don't actually do shit.
Yes, they're pussies.
But then they take credit for what other people do. So, say, they don't actually help out, like, with, like, the gay civil rights agenda, right? Like, they don't help. Bill Clinton, like, opposed gay people in the military,
yeah, of course,
right?
Of course.
And he
opposed, that was a talking point during that
like,
time period.
All this, he acted, but like, after all that shit got passed, he acted like he was such an ally for that. Like, that's how Democrats do that shit. They like, they retroactively
wow.
take responsibility for shit that other people did.
Politicians?
Yeah, they're politicians. That's why I don't fucking respect politicians.
I get that. Bill Clinton's an opportunist,
all opportunists.
Right. What I'm saying is, you don't like him for that. That's a valid reason. Mm. Okay.
No, I don't like him for a whole lot of reasons.
Right. But
like,
this guy doesn't like Bill Clinton.
That guy didn't like him because he was in a conspiracy theorist,
right,
and he
so
thought
he
there
was
lizard people.
He was
shit.
Drinking the children's
that
blood.
Guy was
That's why they don't like Bill. The conspiracy theorists don't like the Clintons.
How else are you supposed to stay young?
I didn't know that.
Children's
yeah, that
blood.
Dude, yeah, that dude was talking about some massively crazy stuff, like the children's blood stuff. He was talking about the pizza stuff, like
the Pizzagate.
The Pizzagate stuff.
Oh,
like
weird.
That dude was fucked up in the head, and he made us feel unsafe when we're driving at 65, 70 miles an hour.
He's like, you know what? I'm just gonna take the lives of these three men.
Yeah,
yeah, it makes sense.
Right. Well, he was talking about driving through crowds of people.
Oh.
Remember, he was talking about driving through crowds of protesters.
Yeah, because I think that was around the time.
That was
of the,
right after. There
Dapple,
was that while he had a the passenger with him.
No, there was protest outside of Trump Towers, and he was talking about driving through the protesters. It's like, dude, you want to commit murder. Because you read some fucked up books,
and we would have all been accessories. He's like, there was me. They believe everything.
They'll be, yeah,
especially
yeah,
that
the,
guy.
They
especially
hired me
guy.
To do
the,
it.
The cops, the
I
cops would have been
right
like,
here.
The cops would have been like, what happened in here? And Elijah and Taylor would have fucking turned. They would have dropped the dime on me. They'd have been like. This guy asked him what he was reading. Dude flipped out, ran over a shitload of people.
It was him.
No, do you remember how fucking, you know how freaked out I was? Like, we waited until we got into the hotel and we're halfway through the casino floor before I wrote down no tip because I didn't want him to follow us in there.
Like, hey, you motherfucker, give me a tip.
And then the dude who drove us back later on, that dude, or when we went to the strip by ourselves,
yeah.
That dude was the funniest fucking guy in the world.
Hey, you get some, I would say the majority of them are cool.
Yeah.
I would say the vast majority. But then, yeah, you do get some fucking weirdos.
Yeah.
Fucking weirdos. Religious weirdos. And hey, I'm fine with you.
Everyone's got to make money, man.
But You gotta.
Okay. My car, my rules. That's what they say. Hey, my car, my rules.
I'm totally fine with that. But like, you gotta play to your audience.
I would think so.
Like, if you're sitting in a car and somebody asks you about a book they're reading.
Mm-hmm.
Or that you're reading, you're like, oh,
don't freak the fuck out on that.
Saying, like, he's asking about this book, I'm gonna tell him about everything I know.
Yeah,
Cole thinks he's making small talk, but in this guy's head, he wants to be red pilled, man.
Yes.
He's ready to take the knowledge on.
Oh yeah, that's what I wanted.
I gotta piss.
Okay.
Okay, you talk.
I was just given a ribbon. That says grossest.
Yeah.
It's like a medal. I would like to thank my parents.
Yeah.
I would like to thank
who is the biggest?
All the people
here?
Who have gotten me here to be the grossest.
Caitlyn Jenner.
I would like to thank God. without you, I could not have become the grossest. So also just Taylor for randomly picking up a ribbon. And given
there was
to me.
A lot out there, and I picked that one. I could have picked the funniest, but you definitely are not the funniest.
Yeah, that's true. Especially after that joke I told that no one laughed at. You guys are dicks. It's a funny ass joke.
I've heard it before. I was hoping that it wasn't going to be the smartest guy theory. You know, I was really hoping that it would have been something to do with Naughty Priest, but it wasn't.
No.
So. Here's the deal, Cole.
You're the one who likes the naughty priests. You're the grossest.
No. What? Here's the deal. Adam was talking about, you were saying you don't want to try all of the chips.
Well, there's 7 of them. I don't want them to have to throw away a whole shitload of chips.
We got a party coming up. We're going to throw them into a bowl.
They'll be stale by then.
They will not.
We'll seal them.
All right. I'm ready for number one, Adam.
All right.
What's number one?
I don't know.
Okay.
Pick
a blue package and put it. No, pick a green package and put it upside down on the table so you can't read it.
I'm putting a green package on the table.
Okay.
These are all Lay's. I do have one bag of a Cheeto.
I'm excited for
I'm guessing you know what the Cheetos flavor is.
I do know the Cheetos flavor.
Oh, you have an idea.
Have an idea because I purchased them.
Okay.
But I won't know because I haven't tried any of them.
Okay.
They're sealed.
Yeah.
All right. So we have a green bag here.
Green bag.
Greens, to me, always going to be a ranch.
Yeah, but it's Asian. It's
wasabi. You can smell if
you
want.
Don't show him the bag when you're...
No. I was offering him to grab one out of there.
Don't give it to Taylor first. All right,
wait.
He just took a piss and he probably didn't wash his hands.
I did. I specifically washed my hands.
Let me smell your fingers. Grab a chip.
If I were just to smell it, it smells like...
It smells like a package of ramen noodles.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, let me get one.
Oh, my.
You know what? It tastes like Chex Mix. That's my initial flavor.
Whatever this is, I actually somewhat like it.
Not bad.
You want another one?
Yeah.
No, I got two more.
There's a little bit of kick at the end there.
A little spice.
There's a little spice. You feeling that?
No.
You're not getting...
I've eaten three of them now.
There's a little spice at the end.
Any guess? I say Chex Mix, and I know that's not a flavor. But I think I can't remember how to make... I usually use like a powder packet, but to make Chex Mix, I know there's like, I think Worcestershire.
I'm definitely picking up Worcestershire. Hey, Deanne, come try these weird chips.
Yeah. They're good, but we don't know what they are. Oh, there's the kick.
You're not coming? Climbing a ladder.
All right.
I don't know what it is. I think you should let us.
Okay.
Deanne?
Here comes Deanne. To tell us what the chips are.
Adam brought us Asian chips, and we're going to put them in the party bowl. We don't know what flavor they are, though.
Unless we eat them all. All 7 bags of them.
Yes, they're pretty good.
What flavor is that, Deanne?
Oh, you're hiding it. Oh.
Yes. Okay. We none of us know.
We can't figure it out.
Like Worcestershire, right?
Yeah.
So, like, I'm going to say a steak.
A little spicy.
Yeah.
There's a little kick at the end.
I'm going to say Szechuan steak.
Okay. That,
I might agree with you that... That might be right.
Because they do some shit like this.
This one is sweet basil.
It's fucking good.
What?
I don't know. It doesn't taste like basil at all.
I don't get sweet.
I don't get sweet either.
Sweet basil.
I do.
I got a little.
That's one of the best chips I've ever had in my life, as far as potato chips.
All right. Well, remember Lay's sweet basil.
I'm not picking up on the basil.
Me neither.
Right. I'm not going to go buy a color. I'm just going to grab a bag.
All right. So these will be at the party. If you're listening, you're coming to the party.
All right. This is a blue bag.
Wait, we should find out where this one. This is definitely, I know we're saying Asian, like super broadly, but this is definitely not Japan. This has got to be like Thai, right?
I don't know.
All right.
Ooh. All right.
All right. Give me a whiff of it.
Okay. Take a whiff.
This is a a product of Thailand.
It is. All right. We had Thailand chips. Wait, you got to smell it first, Cole. I don't like that smell. I don't like that.
That doesn't smell great.
And this one here, if I'm judging by
the last one had ridges. These are smooth potato chips.
Okay, so like these guys here, definitely, I want to say Japan.
They taste better than they smell. They don't taste great.
No, they don't. Oh,
they're not.
Oh.
It's a seafood.
There's something fishy about them.
Yeah.
Deanne, you want to try some fish chips?
I don't think it's like.
That's definitely gonna be at the party.
I don't think it's.
I'm almost gagging.
I don't think they're. One. Yeah, exactly. They grow on you. Okay.
No, they don't grow on you. They're still not great.
This is just like straight up.
But you
ocean.
Can keep eating them because they're still Lay's. There's still that Lay's crunch and salt. I don't know.
I would not.
I think it's.
It tastes
like the ramen shrimp flavor. I'm gonna guess shrimp.
But as it like settles on your tongue, as it.
It's not great.
Did you guys ever try the squid jerky?
That was fine.
That's what I think this tastes like. Like, but not as sweet. Like, that was usually sweet.
This one is a product of. I don't know. I was looking for the where it's from.
Oh, but here. Oh, this says
Japan.
Roasted garlic oyster.
Ooh, okay.
So okay.
Ew.
It tastes much worse.
But
it tastes much worse than actual oysters.
Yeah,
like actual oysters.
But I do get the garlic now. I didn't even notice
the garlic
because
I
was noticing the seafood.
This one's from Shanghai. It's a product of China.
Okay.
Ew.
I don't think it was the worst, but
it
wasn't
great.
We probably started with the best one.
You started way too strong. Ew. This is going to be great at the party because people are going to be eating chips. One person's going to be like, this is fucking gross. And one guy's like, no, they were fucking good. What are you talking about? All right, I want to whiff.
I don't get a lot of scent. I mean, I get scent, but I don't know.
Okay, I just want to. Okay, this looks like another Chinese type bag. It reminds me of it's going to be spice. Like a hot. It's going to be hot
I don't
no matter
smell
what.
This
hot.
One actually smells worse than the fish one.
Get the fuck out of here. Get your head right, Cole. That is not correct. It just smells. Okay.
Okay.
Damn it, Cole. You show me the bag. I know it now. Yep.
All right.
Well, you showed me that when you tilted it, there was goldfish on or koi on it or something.
On this one?
On that
this one. This
one
in the corner?
No, I know exactly what this is.
I get like a lemon or a lime, something.
Nope.
A little bit.
No, I
fruity
think
pebbles.
Right.
Yeah, fruity pebbles for sure. I definitely get it. If this is what I think it is, this is Korean.
Okay.
And
okay, so
I had one of these. I had one of these in at a Korean restaurant in Minneapolis.
I don't want to see. Don't show me.
Okay.
And it was fucking awful.
Hmm.
This is way better.
I wouldn't guess this flavor.
You don't think
even
this
by
isn't this isn't lemon or lime?
This is
no,
fruit pebbles.
It could be, but the flavor.
Oh wait,
is
oh never mind.
Okay,
I'm sorry.
So it looked like a bowl of soup
no,
of some
I thought
sort,
this
right?
Was, I thought this was a Korean. We went to a Korean restaurant and it had like this. It was almost like a pizza. It's a Korean type of pizza.
Okay,
that's what I thought this was. It's not. This is like is this shrimp soup?
No, this is.
Or octopus soup?
This is pickled fish flavor. And I think this is better than the oysters are
it's
probably
definitely
the worst.
Better than the oysters. It's still not good.
Here, we can put this
it
in order.
It smells worse than
this
the oysters.
This has been my favorite so far.
Really? Over the sweet basil.
I like the sweet basil the best.
I would take
the sweet basil home if you're not going to keep it.
It's going in the bowl, Cole.
Yeah, we're all gonna eat the
stale chips at the party. Okay.
That's why I told you not to open all of them. They're going to be stale.
It's too late.
It's too late. All right. I'm not looking.
Okay.
He's
looking. You can't look in the back. Don't even try to read anything.
Ooh. Okay. So if I had to, if I wagered a guess.
Already on the smell?
On the smell.
I couldn't guess by the smell.
I would say some sort of, I'm thinking American here.
Okay.
Barbecue. Some sort of barbecue.
Okay.
That's what I would say, is some sort of barbecue. Just by the smell. It reminds me. Oh, and they're Ruffles. Or they're,
these are all
Lay's. Yeah,
these
ones, have, these ones have ridges.
Ooh.
I can't even remember what the that fucking octopus one or whatever.
This one's seafoody, too. We didn't have any octopus. We had this oyster. Garlic oyster.
That's fucking gross.
What, but was that ridged? That was that one.
That
was,
one was smooth, I
and
thought.
What was the last one? That one was smooth, too.
I think, so this is our, we've had two smooths, and this is our second ridge. You need another one to guess?
I'll take another one. I don't like it.
No, I don't think it's the best.
Okay.
I get a seafoody.
Way on the back there. Way on the back, though. It's like almost, it's way afterthought of a seafoody.
I actually get a little, the second chip I had, I get a little.
It's like an anchovy. No.
I'd be fine with that.
It's like an oyster again.
I got a something.
It's like another oyster.
A little spice with like lime again or something like
that.
What
the heck is up with this?
Okay.
These seafood flavors.
Oh. This is two in one. So there's two flavors in this one.
Okay.
Okay, so we got a grilled prawn, and the other one is seafood sauce.
A grilled prawn. One prawn is grilled prawn is already That's, seafood.
Wait.
And then
whoa, okay, okay.
There's two flavors.
Okay, okay. I got the seafood sauce. Not bad.
Let me see this one. This one is This one is also from Thailand.
Yep. Where was this one? This one.
I think.
Where did you?
You just gotta hope you get the two mixed together.
We didn't see where the what was that one?
China was the
soup.
Okay.
Or fish sauce or something.
Another
the pickled fish flavor was Chinese.
All right.
I want to go back to the pickled fish flavor.
Okay.
Oh, I've got
blue bag.
Yeah,
these blue ones, bag. That one.
Ooh, this one smells like.
Those are the big Ruffles.
B.O. to me.
It smells like B.O.
That's what I get out of it.
There is a fruit.
Initial B.O.
No, it's a very, very heavy seasoning.
But this is a Ruffles or a Ruffle wavy, chip again.
Wavy, yeah, this wavy. Is a really thick Ruffle.
Okay. Oh. Oh.
Wow.
This is like I just walked into an Indian restaurant.
Okay. Grab a chip.
Ooh, I'm excited. I'm excited for this one.
I'm not tasting seafood on this.
I got like a coffee.
Yeah.
Coffee right away.
I got a BO in my mouth again, too, but I'm not impressed with this one.
It does taste there. I think there's a curry in here.
This one's not retching.
I think this one's kind of blah.
The only one that kind of made me retch a little bit was that oyster. Mm.
This tastes like when I bought a canister of Pringles and it was Wendy's Baconator flavor
those
or whatever. They were terrible and that's what this tastes like. It's just a bad I think it's kind of sour at the end too.
I like that.
You like it?
I kind of do.
I don't know that I like it, but I do believe that chili powder and curry.
This is grilled squid flavor.
What?
I don't get that.
I would not have thought that was from the
sea. I do not taste. This one's also from China. I do not taste fish in this one.
No.
No fish.
Well, there's cumin. That's what it was. It wasn't curry. It was cumin.
Okay.
It was
chili.
That's the B.O. smell. That's the taco.
Did you say human?
Cumin.
Oh, cumin.
It's
cumin and.
It's a cute human. Just chop up.
Cumin, chili, and black pepper. So that was probably the chili there.
Okay.
I do not taste the squid at all.
No, I don't get squid.
I'm cool with
it. It was cumin. It wasn't curry.
Oh. Okay, this one. This is a red bag.
Is this the Cheetos bag if it's red?
This is our only red one. It's red because there's flames on it.
Oh,
shit.
So we'll see. Okay, if I can open it.
Yeah, I've noticed that when I purchased them from the Asian market.
Tear it from
very hard to open.
The other ones were easy. This one I'm tearing a corner for. Okay.
I don't know.
I smell like a spice, maybe spicy.
The squid, I think this, I don't know.
Oh my god. That smells hot as fuck. Oh, this is the same as the last one.
It's Carolina Reaper.
Super, super.
I just sneak super, in like the death chip.
Super thick ridges.
Okay. I don't mind the ridges.
This one doesn't smell good either. This one smells worse than the last one.
I will say, I'm not reading anything, but I do like their little character there.
What is it?
Like a duck?
Ruffled duck.
Ooh.
All right. Come on. Oh, I got to taste it. Cole's already eaten them.
What?
Not so far.
Not a big fan of the smell.
The smell, no. Taste?
Not bad.
Tastes a lot better than it smells. It smells like garbage.
Ooh.
I don't think it tastes good either.
No.
I'm going to eat another one.
There's a bad taste.
I'm going to eat another one.
There's a manure aftertaste.
There's a manure initial taste.
It tastes like manure at the end.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It tastes like fucking shit. Literal.
Okay.
I'm going to eat more.
It tastes the way that manure
is. Honey, you got to keep trying to make sure it's not the, like, is it manure?
That is kind of the smell of manure.
Ew.
All right.
Where do these hail from? Where do these hail from?
This flavor, I don't think you guys will ever guess.
Manure is, yeah, because that's our best guess.
Can I tell you something?
I hate China. Manure. China. Do you want to even, I don't think you'll ever get it.
I don't think we'll ever get it
is
either.
Is it a meat?
Yeah, it's a meat of something.
Does it come from the sea?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, God damn it.
Comes from?
Porpoise.
Okay.
Norwal. Porpoise.
No, I'm
sticking with porpoise.
I have no idea, dude.
Jellyfish.
River snail. river snail rice noodle flavor.
So river Gross. Snail tastes the like way that shit. Manure smells.
All right, I'm eating another one now again.
Fucking river snail.
All right, now our wild card.
The Cheetos.
We got a bag of Cheetos.
Oh, I'm not a big fan of river snail.
And this one, though, I do know the flavor.
Okay.
So,
ew.
I have not tried it, but smell I know.
Smell it pass it on.
Honestly, if I were to eat that dish in real life, I think I could eat that dish. That looks good.
Looks good. This one doesn't, I don't get a Cheeto scent, but I don't get
fuck
really anything.
Ew.
It smells like corn, puffed corn or something.
It looks shitty. It looks like the way, what are those things, bugles?
Okay.
Oh, the Cheetos looks
bugles.
The way that bugles
look. I always got to yeah, these do look kind of different.
Yep. They look like plain Cheetos, but.
They don't smell like much of anything.
No.
Yeah, kind of a sweet right away. Kind of a stale flavor.
I still got the heat from the river snail on the right side of my mouth.
Should have cleansed your palate, man.
I drank some beer.
These just taste like. Like plain Cheetos.
Plain sweet Cheetos.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. No, they're not as flavorful as regular Cheetos.
Butter? I would say butter.
They're less flavorful.
Oh, yeah, definitely. No. Plain Cheetos. Like if you were to take all the cheese dust off.
Oh, if you took all the cheese shit off of it. Yeah.
This is another China one.
We're definitely getting cancer from these. Just to let everybody know.
The flavor...
Oh, yeah, we got to try Chinese toothpaste next week.
All right. I have some other treats for next week.
He has more treats.
Okay. Yeah, butter noodles or something?
I love butter noodles.
All right, I'll tell you.
They're fucking bland, dude.
It's titled American Turkey.
That's why it's fucking bland, because turkey sucks. They nailed it.
What?
It's just
they
sweet,
fucking nailed
sweet.
It.
I don't think they're bad.
They taste like Cheetos.
They're just bland.
They have the texture of Cheetos, but sweetness.
Crunchy.
That's all I get.
Crunchy Cheetos, not the puffs.
Yeah, American Turkey. Yeah, that's right. It's fucking bland. It's not impressive. It's not fucking bad. Thank you. Can I have the rest of this one?
Go for it.
The sweet basil, the first one we started with, was the best.
Mm-hmm.
I love this shit.
So I have at home. I didn't bring it because I wanted to do just chips, but. We have some durian, freeze-dried durian to try next week.
Ooh, here?
What's durian?
Yeah, at the podcast.
Don't even tell him what it is.
Okay. I have some little...
I have the fucking internet.
Some little cakes that are...
Durian?
No, they're like avocado and cheese or something.
I want that.
I have a blob of red stuff that claims it's a cake.
Ooh,
and
a blob of red stuff.
I remember the one time Adam brought fish for us to eat. It was actually pretty good. It's like dried fish from the fish.
I didn't like that.
Yeah, wasn't that the squid?
It smelled like minnows.
We had squid, or maybe it was Elijah. I think maybe Elijah brought in the...
That was Elijah.
I think I brought squid before.
I'm pretty sure that's how they were.
I didn't like it. It was dried minnows.
I won't tell you the last one. We'll just give that one a shot. Maybe I have a couple other ones. I don't know. We'll see.
What a delicious way to end this podcast.
So none of these came from our local Asian market.
You ordered these online.
These came online. I got a coupon. It was like $20 off a $30 order or something like that with free shipping.
$20 off a $30 order?
It was something crazy.
It's awesome.
It could have been a $50 order. Either way, I ended up spending $50 total with free shipping. I got a bunch of chips and a bunch of noodles and sauces and whatever. It's from...
What's the site?
The site, I have the app. It's called WEEE.
So it's sort of like Wish.
But it comes out of California is where they distribute it from.
You ought to send that my way.
I should. I will send you a referral link. Maybe I'll get you'll get a discount probably and whatever.
All right. I want to try that one more time, Cole.
Yeah.
I'm gonna try the garlic oyster.
I just wanna reiterate. I don't hate British people. I just hate fucking royalty. That fucking pisses me off.
So I get a bit of a chub.
That fucking really pisses me off. That a dude princess. Who hasn't done who got born into now. Fucking every opportunity in his life is talking shit on some dude who went to space.
Although it sounds like you have a bit of a hard on for Princess Betty.
I'm Adam.
I'm Taylor.
And I'm Cole.